Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this.
Welcome to another episode of Failure's Knowledge podcast. And today we're going to talk about why launching your podcast takes commitment and why it's important for you to commit to your podcast, not just to say that I'm going to be doing a podcast for fun, I'm going to be doing a podcast as a hobby, or I'm going to be doing a podcast just on the side. It's so critical for you to really invest into your podcast because you never know who you're going to reach, you never know the impact that you're going to create, and you also never know the difference that you're able to make from your voice, from your podcast, from your impact. So in this video, we're going to be talking about the importance of committing to your podcast, regardless of if you are new to it, regardless of if you've done multiple different episodes, regardless of if you know the podcast that you want to have. We're going to discuss the importance of commitment. So I want to first introduce myself again. If this is your first time at the Failure's Knowledge podcast, my name is Terrell Humphrey and I am your host. And over the last half a decade, I produced over 893 podcast episodes. But on my YouTube channel, it recently got compromised and I went from having over 1,000 something videos on my channel to having none. And so now I have to start all the way over because I'm no longer launching my podcast, I'm growing my podcast. And for me to grow my podcast, I really have to go through the process of really rebuilding, reestablishing, and regaining that clarity. The biggest thing, the biggest lesson that came from my channel being compromised was that now I have more focus. I understand the importance of commitment when it comes to launching your podcast. You have to put the time, you have to put the effort, and you have to put the energy for you to grow your podcast, for you to establish your podcast, for you to really make a difference for your podcast. Many times in life, it's really understanding that the podcast that you're creating today, the podcast that you're producing today, is the podcast that's going to help you later on in life. Nonetheless, as it's helping you later on in life, there's lessons that's going to come with that are unexpected. Okay, you're going to have some lessons that's unexpected, but that doesn't mean you can't grow, that doesn't mean you can't excel, and it doesn't mean you can't become better. What it does mean is that you have a chance to be better. You have a chance to be more focused. You have a chance to really commit to your podcast. The reason why I wanted to talk about committing to your podcast is because life is going to hit you. The challenge is going to come, and the opportunity is here because so many different people say, I want to launch a podcast, but I don't know where to start. I want to launch a podcast, but I'm not sure on the topics to speak about. I want to launch a podcast, but I'm not confident on camera. You see, there are steps that you have to go through. There's steps that you have to experience. In addition to that, there's confidence that has to be built with that. Committing is just saying, is more than just saying, I'm going to do a podcast on Monday at 3:30, and I'm going to do a live podcast. And even though I'm doing a live podcast, I'm going to really commit to the process. No, it takes more than that. It takes a lot more than that, because what goes on behind doors It's the commitment to yourself. It's the commitment to your podcast. It's the commitment to your journey. Many times in life, it's really, you have to start with yourself. Why are you committing to your podcast? When you launch your podcast, when you decide to do something that's challenging as far as launching your podcast, you have to know that it's not going to go in your favor. You have to know that it's not going to work in your favor unless you make it work in your favor. And so what I'm going to do, I'm going to actually write down, for those of you that's listening, I'm about to share my screen so that way I can share what I'm speaking about and really bring home around the topic that I'm talking about as far as launching your podcast. To launch your podcast, you have to have commitment. And it's so important. It's so important that you have to really commit to the process. And so let me go ahead and write this down so I can just keep talking to the microphone. So let me write this down for a second. Hold on. All right. Okay. So let me go ahead and share my screen. I'm sharing my screen. For those of you that's listening, I'm sharing my screen based on what we are talking about today. So launching your podcast. Launching your podcast takes commitment. Your podcast takes commitment. What does that mean? Time. What does that mean? Energy. And what does that mean? Capital. And or capital and slash money. With those three things, time, energy, and capital or money, you're able to launch your podcast because you know the commitment that you're making, right? One, it takes time. If I want to get up every morning and go to the gym and go for a run and work out, I have to commit beforehand, before the day actually starts. Because if I'm committing the day of, then I'm already losing the day. I'm already losing the momentum. I'm already losing. If I want to win, if I want to grow, if I want to be more healthy, I have to win prior to the day showing up. Because what happens many times in life is this: time can't be replaced. You can't go back in history and say, I want to relive this moment in life because I went through something, I gained the experience, I gained the knowledge. Nonetheless, it's something that you really have to understand, that you can't go back and change time. But what you can do is that you can work with the time. What time do you have right now that you can commit to your podcast, that you can commit to launching your podcast? The critical thing, I read a post on Threads and they said, well, how do you grow your podcast? And I was like, no, one word: consistency. You have to commit to the process. You have to commit to the time that you're going to do your podcast and do it every single day. As I was launching a podcast a half a decade ago, I was launching a podcast and I knew I wanted to be consistent. I knew I wanted to show up every single day, and I knew I wanted to bring value to others. I didn't know how else to bring value. I didn't know how to help others. I just want to be consistent with this podcast. I just know if I'm focused on this podcast, if I'm committed to this podcast, launching the podcast won't just be the challenge. I have to invest the time into the podcast. You see, I only see growth when you put time into something. If I want to eat healthy, I have to put time into my diet. If I want to be healthy, I have to put time into me working out. If I want to be healthy, I have to be time to be committed to the process. Everything that you do, there's a process. To launch your podcast, you have to make the time, because there's a process to develop the time. There's a process to develop the time because there's something new. Okay, let me bring you back up to the screen. For those of you that's listening, let me know if you can hear me well. Let me know if the audio is good. Let me know if I need to bag up some. And let me know if you really gain value from this and why committing to your podcast is so important. And when you do that, you're able to launch your podcast with confidence. And so, first thing first, time. You have 24 hours in a day. 3, 6, 9. Right? Everyone has 24 hours in a day. And what you do with your 24 hours is different than what the next person does with their 24 hours. Nonetheless, when you start to pay attention to the 24 hours that you have every single day, you start to recognize that you have 168 hours per day. Total per week. Hours per week. And so I actually did this exercise a long, long time ago, a couple years ago. When I did this exercise, they explained that you have to identify what you're doing with the time. There, everyone has time to go and put towards something, but if you're not investing the right time and the right thing and the right action, nothing's going to come from that. I knew I wanted to grow a podcast business. Well, at the time, I didn't know it was called a podcast business. I just knew I wanted to be consistent with the podcast. And whatever came from the podcast was going to come from the podcast, but I knew I wanted to be consistent. I knew if I invest the same amount of time from 3:30 to 4:30, sometimes 5. So from 3:30 to 5, let's just say that, I'm investing the time to be committed to the podcast. I'm investing the time to develop the process. I'm investing the time to really grow a podcast. But when you're launching your podcast, you have to really look at the end game. How long do you want a podcast? Why are you podcasting? What's the goal of your podcast? When you launch your podcast, you're not just saying, I'm going to get a microphone, I'm going to get a laptop, I'm going to get a camera, and I'm going to speak to the camera. There's someone on the other side of this camera. There's someone on the other side of the audio who said, I needed to hear that. I know for me, for the Failures Knowledge Podcast, I want to help others believe in themselves. No. That's the mission. Yeah, I want to help others believe in themselves. And my audience, my goal is to help leaders launch their podcast with confidence. Because if I can show you, if I can explain to you the importance of sharing your story, the importance of sharing your expertise through podcasting, people will start to learn from you. Not just random people who actually like what you talk about, people that actually enjoy what you speak about, people that want to get into what you have to offer. But it's recognizing that you have something to offer and someone is going to listen. You have to listen to yourself first and commit the time to developing your podcast, to launching your podcast. Just know it doesn't just go from one day. 90% of podcasters who launch their podcast quit before episode number 3. And I believe since podcasting a half a decade ago, they quit because they don't have a plan for their podcast. They don't know who they're speaking with. They can't identify the problem that they're solving. In fact, I was one of those people because I didn't even know my message, my expertise can help the next person believe in themselves. I just knew I wanted to really be consistent with this. And over time, I was consistent with it. And I'm getting more consistent with it now. So it's just really understanding. Now I know what I'm bringing to the table. Now we help leaders launch your podcast with confidence. I used to be all confused on what the purpose of the podcast was. And why do I need to be consistent? And why should I share my expertise to help others? In reality, I was helping others, but it wasn't in the way where I wanted to help others. For leaders who are in organizations, who have their own business, who have employees, if you have a podcast and you're expressing your expertise, people start to hear you. People start to say, I didn't even know that about you. People start to get connected with you. You see, when I started half a decade ago, I just wanted to help others believe in themselves. I didn't know podcasting even could even be a business. I just knew I wanted to help other people. And over time, as I'm going to different places, being in different environments, being in different spaces, I'm learning. It's not just the information that I'm sharing. It's something that I overcame. When you overcome something, when you overcome a trial that you've been experiencing, you help someone up. In the military, in the Marine Corps, we went on a hike and we had two lines and we was walking. As we was walking together, we was hiking together. But when someone is falling out, that means that the gap is widening. The gap is wider. Not only are we losing the space with each other, someone is falling out. So when someone is falling out, the senior drill instructor will say, reach back and touch somebody. That means reach back and grab your brother and say, brother or sister, and say, come on, I got your back. Because what's happening is that you're closing the gap. The gap's got to be closed because you have overcame something. You have overcame the lesson that you have recently experienced. Like, for instance, when I started my podcast, I had to overcome that this can be a business. But I didn't know it could be. But overcoming how launching your podcast can be a business is really positioning myself differently that will help leaders launch your podcast with confidence. You have to close the gap. When you have a podcast, when you launch your podcast, you are closing the gap. You are reaching back and touching somebody. You are reaching back and touching somebody because you're closing the gap. You're reaching back and touching somebody because you're helping them. You're reaching back and touching somebody because you're inspiring them. And lastly, you're educating them. You're educating them to see the gap. You're educating to see what's on the other side of the struggle. You're educating your audience, aka your customers, what to expect from your business. What to expect from your business. Why is this so important? Because time waits for no one. And just because it waits for no one, doesn't mean you can't take advantage of the time that you have. You have 168 hours. I'm gonna come out to the camera. You have 168 hours per week, right? And with that time, commitment has to be considered. You have to put time into your podcast if you want to see your podcast grow. Okay? Hold on. So time equals money, right? Somebody said this. I don't know who said this, but that was like, time is money. In other words, the more time you have, the more money you can make, or the more time that you focus on, the more committed you can be, because eventually it will turn into money. Eventually. Eventually. I digress. Okay. Time is money. And if you don't commit to your podcast, okay, it equals no money. I'm going to put money. I'm going to draw a circle. And I'm going to do this. And I'm going to draw a big old X. Because you're not committed to your podcast. I was doing my podcast on the side. When I was in the service, I started my podcast and I was doing it on the side, and I knew I wanted to do something differently, but I didn't know what the difference was. But I recognized if I just do the same thing over and over and over again, I would get better. Eventually I would get better. It's the eventually that takes a long time. Like, for instance, 5 years just didn't come 5 years from now. No, it literally took a day, it literally took a week, it literally took a month, it literally took a year, it literally took 3 years, it literally took 4 years, it literally took 5 years. What's 365 days times, and I'm gonna do the calculator, I'm just gonna do the simple way, 365 times, what I say, 1,825 days. 365 times 5 years. 1,825. Oh, you can't even see that. 1,825 days. That doesn't look like, hold on. Days. Okay. In other words, those are a lot of hours that has been invested into the podcast, into my podcast precisely. So when you're launching your podcast, you have to commit the time, the energy, and the effort to it. You're not going to see no results today. Like, it's impossible to do that. I was doing a lot of research on different podcast people, on Joe Rogan, The Million Dollars Worth of Game, and like different podcast, The Diary of CEO, like different podcasts who has accomplished a great amount of success. And in addition to that, they achieved that because they was consistent. They achieved that because they put the effort into it. They achieved that milestone because they were committed. You can't achieve a milestone if you don't get committed. When you launch your podcast, you have to launch with the intention of being committed. When you commit to your podcast, when you commit to launching your podcast, eventually you will be able to make a difference that you're looking to make. You'll be able to have the customers that you're looking to make, and you'll be able to educate based off your experience because you can share more often. The next point, when it hit off, so that was the first point. First point was about time, is that you have to put time into your podcast to be committed. You got to put time into your podcast to be committed. And the next point that we're going to talk about is that you have to put energy, E-R-G-Y. You have to put energy into your podcast. And the reason why I say energy, because energy is everything. People can see how passionate you are about your podcast. They can hear it. They can see it. They can understand it. They can say, hey, this person is very committed to their podcast because I feel the passion. If people don't feel your passion, people don't feel your energy. If people don't feel your passion, they don't feel your energy. In other words, sometimes you have to do things when no one is watching. A lot of times you really have to be consistent with your podcast, so that way when people start to find you, they can go back to your old podcast episodes and say, hey, this person is incredible. This person is intelligent. This person has a wealth of knowledge. And see what happens is that when people go back and watch, when people go back and listen, it's all from your energy that you put into the beginning, right? So before my YouTube channel got deleted, and I had to start all the way over, the energy, it might look like the energy equals no cost. In reality, energy equals everything. Why? Why does it equal everything? Because if you don't put energy into your podcast won't make it to the next episode. Your podcast won't make it to the 10th episode. Your podcast won't make it to the 20th episode. 10% of podcasts make over 20 episodes, and they're considered the 10%, because there's a small percentage of people who just keep podcasting. There's energy, there's time, there's finances, there's so many different things. There's self-discovery that you go through as you are investing this energy into your podcast. Well, what happens many times in life is that we don't recognize the energy that we're putting in, because it's not instant, or what is called instant gratification. We're not instantly seeing responses. We're not instantly getting feedback. We're not instantly getting no type of comments to say you're doing the right thing. Energy is performing. Make sure I got this right. Energy is performing when there's nobody here. When there's nobody there. Because when somebody come, they come from energy. Let me erase that. They come from energy. Somebody come. They come from your energy. They come on, you know what? Let me just write it on the next page. I can't even see that. Somebody come from your energy. And what that means is that at some point, you're going to have an audience. But to get to that point, you have to perform when no one is in the audience. Because people have to start to know you. They have to start to trust you. And they have to like you. I didn't recognize why getting into business, people have to know you. They have to like you. And they have to trust you. But why? I never understood the why factor. Like, why is that even important? When people start to know you, they start to learn more about you. When people start to learn more about you, they start to like what you represent. I think what you stand by. That's the word. What you stand by. When people start to know what you stand by, they start to trust you. And I recognize, I said, there's no faster way for people to trust you than to launch your own podcast or to get onto other people's podcasts or to really find a way to have your podcast be consistent with everything. Why? Because as I watch a lot of different podcasts about various different topics, finances, relationships, God, or different things, they're talking for an hour, but now the conversation that they just had, I remember because I referenced the podcast. They might not see the instant return today. You might not see the instant return today, but the return comes over time. The more you keep podcasting, the more you stay committed, the more you stay focused, you will see that return over time. You see, there's a terminology in business that say the return on investment. In order for you to have an investment to be returned, you have to be committed to your podcast. So many different challenges come from that, and to recognize your ROI, your return on investment, what you are putting out, your energy, what you get back in, customers, followers, traction, or more media attention, more. If you're not committed to your podcast, nothing is going to come. Why? Because it starts with you and your energy. To launch your podcast, you have to be okay with starting. You have to be okay with using what you have. You see, this right here, it's an upgrade from what I've been producing over the last half a decade. But before this, I started to use what I have.
Excuse me.
Hold on. I start to use what I have because energy doesn't cost a thing. It just costs a lot of effort. How can you put effort into your energy so that your podcast becomes lunch? Okay, there we go. How can you launch your podcast in a way where people start to like you, they start to trust you, they start to believe in what you're saying and how you're saying it and why you're saying it and why you're positioning it that way? People have to know, comma, like, and trust your, hello, your, what's the word I use? They have to trust your energy. People have to know, like, and trust your energy. Everybody has an energy to them. Like, I didn't recognize the energy thing was real. Oh, it's real. It's real. And I learned that it's real from my podcast. I learned that it's real from the Failures Knowledge Podcast. And when I go and speak to different people who's coming onto the platform, or people who have interest in being on a podcast, or people who I want to speak with on the podcast, There's so many different things that I didn't recognize I was going to learn. And as I learned them, I was a sponge. I took all the information in, and I'm like, this is going to be beneficial one day. Might not understand it now, but one day it will be beneficial. To launch your podcast, you have to be committed that one day it will pay off. Your return on investment is not going to come today. Your return on investment will come when you invest into your podcast. When you launch your podcast, you have to know there's levels that you have to grow through. Don't try to get a return so quickly, because now you're going in for the wrong reasoning. You have to know that it's going to take time. But if you're consistent, committed, and focused, you will see a return on investment, because your customers will start to say, I heard you on, let's just say, the Phase Knowledge podcast. And as you was talking, I didn't know that about you. But guess what they just did? They just learned. They just picked up your energy, and they believe in what you believe in. And now they know, like, and trust you. Your return is not going to be instant through podcasts, and your return is going to come the more you are consistent. You have to be committed to the unknown, because the unknown will start to be known. In other words, you have to be okay with not having anybody in your audience. And one day there will be a lot of people in your audience to say, you helped me do this. You helped me start this. You helped me look out for that. You helped me. And as a leader, that is your goal, to help those, to close the gap, and to inspire them through your podcast. All right, so the first point was the time. You have to invest time into your podcast. The next point was you have to put energy into your podcast. And lastly, okay, you have to invest. And this time, I'm talking about invest capital / money into your podcast. Everything looks good until the good start appearing crazy. Okay. When I started, Okay, there we go. When I started a half a decade ago, I didn't have all of these lights. I didn't have this microphone. In fact, I just got this microphone. It's a pretty nice microphone. Let me know in the comments if you can hear me clear. Let me know if you can hear me clear. And let me know. I just got this microphone. I digress. When I started, I didn't have this fancy microphone. I didn't have these fancy lights. I didn't have this fancy background. I had a curtain with a whiteboard in the curtain, and I'm standing up with a small tripod, and the tripod has books underneath it. Somebody say committed in the chat. I'm going to draw a picture of what it looked like when I started. So let's just say this right here is the window. That's the window. And then you got, like, these are curtains. Yep, those are curtains. All right, so those are curtains. This right here is the whiteboard. This right here is me. And this right here, it was my tripod. This right here was my tripod. There we go. Boom, boom, boom. And then it had book number one, book number two, book number three, book number four. And these here are books. This here's a tripod. All right, so I started like that, right? And excuse my drawing. I'm not an artist. I'm not an artist. Excuse me. I'm not an artist, but that's okay. The point of this is that I started ugly. I started with what I have. Like, shout out to there's a book called Start Ugly, and he's actually a podcast. He has a podcast business as well. I actually got to read that book. Excuse me. But I didn't let what I had stop me from growing, stop me from starting. I'm sorry. I didn't let what I had stop me from starting. Because I knew, I'm like, all right, cool. I want to launch a podcast. At the time, I didn't know it was called a podcast. But I was like, I want to start making videos. But like, the only had like a tripod. Tripod ain't that tall. So let me try to put books underneath it to make it taller. Well, I'm going to put the whiteboard. Well, I'm going to put the whiteboard right behind me so people can see it. And what I did recognize was that the tripod that I had ordered, well, I think I had ordered it, it had a little ring light, but the ring light reflected on the board. And so it was like, you can't even see what I'm trying to write because the light is reflecting off the whiteboard. And then as I try to like communicate and talk, I'm finding my groove. And then over time, I invested to a bigger tripod. So now the tripod can stand on its own and I can extend it to my eye level and I can communicate where the camera is looking directly at me. Okay, then I invested to a computer. When I invested into the computer, not this one, but I had a different one, the computer was old. It was 2021 and I had a 2011 laptop. And the laptop that I had didn't have that much storage, didn't have that much space. But I knew if I wanted to do something, I have to commit to the process and figure out everything later. I was already investing to my podcast before I knew the terminology of investment. Before I even recognized the terminology of investment, I was investing into my podcast. So when I bought the laptop, and the laptop was 2011, it was old, it was slow, it wasn't that great, but it was useful and it got me to starting and it got me to publishing and got me to being consistent. Over time, I bought a microphone. I even bought this desk, or I got this desk and I cut it like a little part out. I can feel it right here. It's the little part where the microphone comes and it hangs. But the thing is, when I bought it and I was cutting it, every time I tightened it up, it got a little bit looser. So then I had to take the stand down. Then I had to buy one where I could just hold because it's a lot simpler to move. You have to invest into your podcast. There's so many levels that you're investing in. You don't recognize the investment that you're making. The return on your investment, the return on your money that you're spending is tenfold. Because now you're investing into your podcast. You have to put money into your podcast for your podcast to become something different. When it becomes something different, you are becoming different because now you're committed to the process. Now you're committed to the journey. You don't have to have everything to start. But what you do need is commitment to start. When you launch your podcast, you're not going to have all the things that you need. In fact, you have everything that you need to launch your podcast. What happens is that we want to get too fancy in the beginning when we don't even know the skill to become fancy. And that's when I recognized it was like, oh, you have to put money into your podcast, because when you're launching your podcast, yes, all you need is a laptop, microphone, and camera. Cool. Your podcast is launched. But then if you're not committed, what you have, your podcast, camera, and a microphone, is just going to be a waste of energy because you're not committed to the process. You're not seeing instant return. You're not seeing instant gratification. Well, it can only come when you're consistent. Use what you have to grow into what you want to become. I didn't always have this setup, but the setup has grown with me because my podcast, I'm committed to the Failure Knowledge Podcast. I'm committed to helping leaders launch their podcast with confidence because I know for a fact there's someone that's waiting to hear from them. There's someone that's waiting to hear from their expertise. There's someone that's waiting to say, you help me do blank. But many times in life, since we're not getting that instant feedback, we think our podcast is not worth the investment. Well, in fact, in reality, it's more than worth the investment, because people can listen to you. Scratch that. People can start to know you. They can know what you like, what you dislike. They can learn your stories. They can learn your expertise. They can learn your history. They start to like you. Oh, we have some things in common. Oh, I didn't know this about you. I didn't know that about you. I didn't know your business did this. They start to like you. And lastly, they start to trust you, because now you're relatable to your audience. Now, others can say they understand me. And the only reason why they can say that is because you've launched your podcast, and over time you improved your podcast, and over time you've gotten better with your podcast, and over time you are speaking to your audience / customers. When you're starting with what you have to know that you can get better. You have to know that you can improve. You have to know that the return is not going to show today. In fact, it's going to show later on down the line, because I give you a prime example. I did a video today, and in this video today, I had recorded a picture of my data, and I said, growth takes time. Through your podcast, you have to be consistent no matter what. The more you show up, the more people start to learn who you are. So just to recap. So just to recap, to launch your podcast takes commitment. The three things that went over was time. You have to invest time into your podcast. You have to invest energy into your podcast. And last thing we discovered is that you have to invest capital or money into your podcast for you to really make a difference for your customers. There's so many different things that you can do, but launching your podcast starts with a decision today. Take out your phone, record a 30-second video, and just practice sharing your expertise. Introduce yourself. Say, hey, I give you a prime example. Hey, my name is Terrell Humphrey, and we help leaders launch their podcast with confidence. And I started this journey because I just wanted to help others turn setbacks into success. And just practice that. Practice that. Because when you launch your podcast with confidence, just know you have to be committed so your confidence stay in tune for your podcast. So if you got value from this, let me know your biggest takeaway on why launching your podcast with commitment is so important. And what do you think about this latest episode? I love to hear, love to engage with it. And by the way, if you haven't yet, hit that subscribe button, hit that follow button, and leave us a comment on your biggest takeaway on why podcasting takes commitment to grow, attract more customers, and share your story. So I appreciate y'all. This has been great, and I'll see y'all for the next one.